Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. Our very special guest will be Brian Gemolero, the CSULB women's volleyball head coach. But first, we're going to speak with two of the stars of the current production of musical theater West's She Loves Me, Terry Bibb and John Bisham. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to our show.
Thank you
for having us.
Musical theater, this is the opening production for this season of musical theater West. And Terry, you play a clerk in a perfume store. Tell us about the plot.
Well, it's basically the story of this little perfumery in Budapest, Hungary, where five clerks that work there, and John and I play two of the clerks that just can't stand each other. We fight constantly, but secretly, we are pen pals and are in love with each other, and we don't know it. We correspond as dear friend, and we're totally in love with each other, and yet In the store, we hate each other.
And John, this was subsequently made into a movie. You've Got Mail with
You've
Tom Hanks,
Mail,
which was a classic. So it's that kind of deal.
Exactly. I mean, it's an old story that based on a play that was written in the 30s and was made into the Frank Capra movie in 1939 called Shop Around the Corner.
Classic.
Yeah.
But that was a non-musical.
It was a non-musical, and I think it was originally a non-musical play. And then Shop Around the Corner in 39, The Good Old Summertime.
In 49 with
49.
Judy Garland and Van Kaplan, another film based on the same
play. Wow, they really milked this one.
That one was a musical, but different music. They just used popular tunes from that time period in that movie.
And then the show premiered on Broadway in 63.
63, with Barbara Cook and Jack Cassidy and some other folk. And then it was revived on Broadway in 93.
And you played in one of the
I was
revivals.
A part of that company, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, on Broadway.
Well, this is your first appearance in Musical Theater West.
That is true.
You have a very distinguished career. You're from Oklahoma. you've been in, oh no, that's John's resume. You've been in Fanny and you played 1,000 times on Broadway in Phantom.
1,000 times on Broadway and with the national tour. Yes.
Oh my God.
Family Opera.
Mm-hmm. What's it like to play the same role 1,000 times? Doesn't that get old?
You know, it's a very interesting challenge for an actor. Now, I didn't do 1,000 right in a row. I did the show on and off for 7 years. I did it for a 3-year period, and I left it for a year.
But there was some time when you were doing it for the 1,000th time.
Yes, there was a point where I marked my 1,000th performance, yes, and that was a milestone. It's an interesting challenge as an actor because you are saying the same things and doing the same blocking and wearing the same costumes, but it enables you to mine an area of the character that you wouldn't get to do if you only did it for a couple of weeks, and you also have to remember that there are audience members there that are seeing it for the very first time.
And they're entitled to the best.
They are, absolutely.
Now, John, you've been in a Musical Theater West production before, but not here at Long Beach.
When they were at the old facility in La Mirada, right, the theater there, that was about 10 years ago. I did a production of Jesus Christ Superstar.
And you've also been in Wizard of Oz and She Loves Me and Sweet Charity. And I understand that the writers of this show were the same people that did Fiddler on the Roof, one of the great musicals of the American stage.
Exactly. Sheldon and Harnick.
Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock.
And Jerry Bock, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great score. Beautiful music.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a real fun show. And it'll be playing in Long Beach for 3 weeks, November 6th. Through November 21st. And, of course, you've been rehearsing in your new home. Musical Theater West, through the support of the community, was able to purchase a new home at 7th and Ximino. And we were there for the open house just a few weeks ago and had a chance to catch up with the executive producer, Paul Garman. Let's take a listen. We're here with Paul Garman, the executive director of Musical Theater West, on the occasion of their open house for their new home here in Long Beach. And Paul, you must be a very happy camper today.
Well, I really am, Art. It's been a tremendous response. We've had about 300 people here so far, including many of the city council people. This is kind of a culmination of a dream for us. We've been rehearsing in various places over the years and had our offices in various places. But to have everything here in this one building is really a dream come true for us.
Well, 52 years is a long time for an organization and for a relationship, and I know you've been with this organization virtually from the beginning, and Musical Theatre West has been wandering in the Southland, La Mirada, Whittier, but in 1999 you came to Long Beach, and it turns out it was a marriage made in heaven.
It really has been. The community has been so supportive of our efforts here. It seems like they were just waiting for a musical theater company to move into the area after the Long Beach Civic Light Opera went bankrupt, so it really has been a marriage made in heaven for us, yes.
Well, everyone I speak to tells me that you are really the glue that holds us together, and your passion and love for your work gives you the respect of the actors and also attracts the incredible amount of volunteerism and support from the community.
Well, I love doing it. It's just fun to see people's faces as they enter the theater, and when they come out so entertained and having so much fun, it's just a joy to be a part of it.
Well, congratulations, Paul, and we enjoy very much our relationship with Straight Talk and Musical Theater West and the partnership we've had over the past 2 years.
Well, we appreciate that partnership, and we just invite everybody to come out to the Carpenter Performing Arts Center, see She Loves Me, which will start November 6th.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Art.
Paul is a unique executive director.
Yes, he's really amazing. Mm-hmm. The way he galvanizes the volunteers in the community of Long Beach, they take good care of us
Mm-hmm. Out there. Well, I've noticed the support he gets from actors and from the community, and he's kind of the focal Mm-hmm. Point there. Mm-hmm. In the 30 seconds we have left, Terry, just give our viewers a sense of what it's like to be up on the stage and belting out tunes in front of a couple of thousand people.
Well, it's where we derive our joy. It's our passion, singing and doing musical theater. So to get to do what you love to do for a living is an ultimate dream, and Mm-hmm. I think we're very lucky to be doing it.
John, same thought to you.
Same thought. To be working with this woman is a joy. No, seriously, it's like having...
Now, your character falls for her character on stage.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you don't seem to be not enjoying this either as a personal. I mean, you obviously have a good chemistry together.
We do. I just enjoy doing what I do, first of all, and working with people that I really, really enjoy working with.
Well, we all look forward to seeing these two and the other talented cast of She Loves Me. It opens on... November 6th, playing through the 21st at the wonderful Carpenter Center at Long Beach State Campus. Go take a look. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us. Stay tuned for the top volleyball coach in America coming right up.